Good morning. I'm John North, and we are taking time here at the beginning of the day to just start our day right by starting it with God. I hope you make that the pattern of your life, to start each day with God. The best way is on your knees, recognizing God's place in your life, and with your Bible open in front of you, just saying, God, I am not number one in my life. I'm not sitting on the throne of this universe. I'm not in control. You are. And so I want to come to you and allow you to lead my life. God loves to do that. We're looking at the book of Romans in the mornings. And in this first part of the book of Romans, Paul is showing us why we all need God, and that all of us are without excuse and stand condemned before God without the forgiveness that's in Jesus Christ. He's talked about the immoral person, and he said they are without excuse. He's talked about the moral person, and he says they also are without excuse. And now he wants to talk about the religious person. In his day, the religious person who kind of followed God was the Jew. And so this is what Paul says in verse 17 of chapter 2. But if you bear the name Jew and rely upon the law, that is, the Bible, the scriptures, and boast in God and know his will and approve the things that are essential, being instructed out of the law, out of the scriptures, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness. Yeah, there's so many people today who are religious in that category, aren't there? In one religion or another, even in Christianity, people who think because they know the Bible, because they go to church, because maybe there's more good in their lives than bad, that they're okay with God. You think you're a light to those who are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of the immature, having in the law, in the Bible, the embodiment of knowledge and of the truth. Paul says, you therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that one should not steal, do you steal? You who say that one should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, in the Bible, through your breaking of the law, do you dishonor God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, just as it is written. For indeed circumcision, what made them Jews was that they were circumcised, is of value if you practice the law. But if you are a transgressor of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. If therefore the uncircumcised man keeps the requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? You remember when God chose the Israelites to be his special people, he told them to be circumcised as a symbol of that. And so now he says, you know the Bible, but you're not honoring God. You're not living up to it. And you think that because you're circumcised, because you're a Jew, you're okay. Don't you see that when you break God's law, it doesn't make any difference that you're circumcised or not? You can see that for us today, putting it in religious terms, would be that it doesn't matter if you've been baptized or not, whether you were baptized as a baby or as an adult, whether you've been confirmed or not, whether you've been through the sacraments. It doesn't matter what you've done on the outside. If you've broken God's law, you stand condemned before God. Verse 27, and will not he who is physically uncircumcised, if he keeps the law, will he not judge you, who, though having the letter of the law and circumcision, are a transgressor of the law? For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, neither is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly. And circumcision is that which is of the heart, by the Holy Spirit, not by the letter. And his praise is not from men, but from God. What really matters is, has the Spirit of God changed your heart? Have you been born again? That's what matters. Being religious doesn't excuse you from facing the judgment of God. I'm John North.